Let's do it.
First camp's over. What did you think?
You know, it went by faster than I thought. You know, I think, obviously a few years back, the dog days of camp are usually about right now, and you're doing 2 days. But, this schedule's good. I think guys are fresher than normal. I think guys are still flying around, enjoying, coming to the field every day. So I think we had a great camp. I think a lot of young guys, including myself, really stepped up bought in and learned this offense. And I think, like I said, overall, stay pretty healthy, and that's all you can really ask for this part of the year.
Brandon, did you make the progress you were hoping for?
Absolutely. Yeah, I did. And, I'm not where I need to be, but I'm still making steps in the right direction. I think, there's just a comfort level. There's a confidence level / comfort level playing quarterback, especially in this system, in this league. And so I think it takes some time, and I wasn't stressing out over it. It was going to happen. I was going to continue to learn. But I think moving forward in the right direction, I feel pretty good with where I'm at, day 21.
Firing the ball today, I mean, you look really on the money. Do you feel like this is one of your better practices?
I would say so, yeah. I think, today it just happened. We ran a lot of plays. I really enjoy running and plays that I'm comfortable with. And but on the flip side, we had guys that ran great routes and were in areas where I could throw the ball firmly and let them make a play. So. I think to answer your question, I feel like I had a pretty good day. But like I tell you guys all the time, I'm sitting here saying it's good. I haven't seen the tape. It's never as good and never as bad as you think it is. So, I think overall, I think it was probably my best day of camp if I had to say without seeing the tape.
How much are you looking forward to being back in your own place, being on more of your own schedule?
Man, I am more than ready. I think, I'm 28, I'm married, and you're staying in a hotel with bed check at 11. So if I do want to go to bed at 10, I can't even go to bed because I'm going to get woke up after an hour of sleep. So I'm not going to miss that. But I think, it's just part of it, part of the fun of training camp. But I'm definitely looking forward to being in my own place.
Sherman said there's no problem with you throwing deep, protecting him. With all the stress on mobile quarterbacks now, how do you feel about that? Are you more mobile than you appeared to be at Oklahoma State?
I took off and ran a little bit today. And... I think you just got to pick your points. You look at guys like Michael Vick, guys extremely elusive, can extend a play. Then you got guys like Ben Roethlisberger, but he's not real fast, but he's 6'5", 240 and strong and does things. So there's different ways to go about it. You just got to pick your spots. Obviously Vick took a shot the other night, and that's part of his game. Now that's not going to be my game, I can promise you that. But, you just got to kind of pick your spots, and you got to be able to
smart. A bigger guy.
I would compare more along the lines of Ben Roethlisberger than Michael Vick, without a doubt. But
I'm really? Shrugging off.
Yeah, I would say so. I would say yeah, absolutely. But like I said, you have to. The pass rush is too good in this league, and you have to be able to extend plays.
Hey Brandon, is there any advantage in seeing the Eagles twice in 3 weeks, or is it going to be entirely two different games? And
yeah, it's hard for me to say because I've never faced them, but I would have to imagine it's going to be pretty vanilla this first time out. I think, why would they come in and show us their blitzes and do all the things? It's just, like I said, I don't know, but I'm gonna play them like they're going to blitz and do all the things they do, and then just kind of take what they give me. But I have to say that it'll be a little bit different week one than it will be this Friday night.
How would you assess the learning curve and where you're at from the start of camp to now? Where do you think you are? Obviously you're going to keep learning, but where do you think you are in that process?
I think honestly, mentally, I think I'm ahead of where, and Coach Whipple tells me this all the time, and Coach Childress and Coach Sherman, they all tell me the same thing. Like, Brandon, we're throwing the kitchen sink at you. We're throwing so much at you. You just got to kind of, keep continuing to learn. So that's the positive is I've pretty much got the entire playbook at my fingertips, and I've ran almost every play we have in our playbook, and so that's a positive. So now we can just fine tune it week by week. You have a game plan, you know what you're going to run, so it becomes easier. It's that way. Any camp, you just run plays to run plays, and once you get in a game plan, you know why you're running them, and you spend more time on it. But I think I'm like I said, I feel comfortable now that everything's in and the way everything's kind of rolling.
Early in the offseason, you going through OTAs, minicamp, you mentioned about when you're learning a playbook and you're going through that, you kind of pick some of maybe your favorite plays or the ones that you're most comfortable learning, and you talk to the coaches about that. How many conversations have you had with Brad and Coach Shermer about the stuff that you're comfortable with in this system and playbook?
Well, the way it works, this is all football, but I think the way it works with us is we meet with Pat you know, the day before the game, and we have the game plan, and we'll go through the plays, and he'll say, you know, of these plays, which ones you like the best and which ones you're not a real fan of. So you kind of break it down once the game plan's already in. You know, and we'll be out here, and I'll be like, God, you know, there's plays you don't feel comfortable running in certain situations. And I, like today, there's a couple of plays down in the on the five-yard line that I, you know, I'm not a huge fan of, especially against our defense. So I think you got to continue. You know, they're our boss, but you got to continue to work and communicate, and because when it's all said and done, the bullets are flying at me, and I'm the one pulling the trigger. So, you know, there's a lot of communication there. They know what I like by the way I throw it. You know, if we have success, and I usually will communicate with them and tell them I do like it, if I don't like it, which is, you know, you got to. You know, this is professional sports, and you gotta be professional.
Hey, Brandon, you knew at Oklahoma State that you had some sort of rhythm with the Blackman, Cooper, and whatnot. Now here, all these guys are brand new, and you spent the last couple of months getting to know them. So, how strange is it to wonder how things are going to shake out in terms of what kind of chemistry you're actually going to have with the receiving group?
Well, I think obviously, you know, it takes time. You know, you look at Josh Gordon, you look at him a month ago to where he's at today. I mean, he doesn't even look like two players. You know, he's finishing plays, he's running full speed. I mean, he's come a long way. So, guys. You know, this is his first time. We got to remember he didn't have OTAs to get a head start like all of us, you know, other guys. So he, you know, you got guys like that. You got Mo and Greg and all these other guys. When we get Ben back tied in, I mean, there's, like I said, we have so many weapons at our disposal, but it takes time. I mean, it takes reps, it takes confidence. They have to have confidence running the route, most importantly, and then I have to have confidence, you know, pulling the trigger. So, you know, I didn't expect to come in day one, even day five, and say, okay, we're going to do this and it's going to be perfect. You know, it took some time. I think, however many, we're at day 21 or 22, whatever it is. You know, I think today was one of our best days offensively as far as between me and the receivers.
Have you been able to do anything at all with Trent Richardson since his surgery?
You know, Trent's basically, I think he had to pay rent in the training room. You know, he's just, he's lived in there, you know, which is good. That's part of being professional, like I was, you know, late into earlier. But he's, you know, he's busting his tail in there to get ready. You know, and I've talked to him a little bit, but, you know, we're so busy throughout the day, we'll cross paths, and I'll be able to just ask him how he's doing and make sure his spirits are up. But he seems to be doing great, and, you know, he's very optimistic that he'll be back sooner rather than later.
Hey, Brandon, was camp much more mentally challenging than you expected it to be?
No question, especially early on. You know, one, you're getting in a routine of, you know, when you show up in the morning, what you want to do before practice. You're still learning the plays. You're looking through the script and seeing, getting a feel for calling the plays. But for a quarterback, I would say, you know, I joke with offensive linemen, man, if I was 300 pounds, I don't think I'd play football, you know. But, all joking aside, mentally for a quarterback, I mean, it's especially during practice because you're not getting hit and you're not physically, your arm gets a little tired or whatever. But, you know, you're mentally, it's you got to come to work mentally sharp each day, day in and day out.
How far do you think you've come since the beginning?
A long ways. I think, I think one, confidence. I think my confidence as far as what we do has come a long ways. I think, it's not 100% all the time. It's not perfect all the time, but I think it's not going to be in this league either. So I think overall, I think, you know, when I came in and we were calling plays, my head was spinning so fast I couldn't even, you know, see what was going on in front of me. To where we're at now is, you know, I know what everybody's doing. I know protections. I know how everything's, you know, going to unfold. Makes a heck of a lot easier to function.
You got a favorite memory? Couple
more guys.
Favorite memory?
Anything that stood out?
I think that throw to Josh, the catch actually more than the throw, the catch that Josh Gordon had on that sideline, that one-handed catch, you know, on Sheldon was, I mean, to me, I mean, that was pretty remarkable. And then he came back and had another one in the end zone. So he's that was one that stood out. There was a bunch, you know, we had a bunch of guys make a bunch of really good plays.